Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Yes, right between the sound
machine. On the cloud side, welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friends, Vinny Musum and Upendra Chevakola. Vinny's the Republican, Upendra is the Democrat, and they're both from New Jersey. They're both politicians, past and present. They both care about Main Street. They care about America. They're both patriots. They believe in the system we have had, Vinny, but not necessarily the system that we have right now. And they've written a book about this Upendra and Vinny, I appreciate your leadership on this. The book is called The Third Way, and it's about reform. It's about reforming the way we think about ownership of businesses in America. Vinny, go ahead. It's give us the tour again. It's the different ways: ESOPs, employee stock options, sharing the profits with employees, that kind of thing, right?
Yes, we call it a simple way is inclusive capitalism.
Right.
Shared capital is another way. What's happening is, as Upendra said very rightly, is we have the highest corporate tax rate in the world. That is a really stupid way of trying to raise revenue, because what happens is the corporation doesn't pay it; they just pass it on in the form of higher prices and whatnot.
It leaves the organization that's just earned that money that could be using it to grow wealth among the owners that could then become consumers who grow wealthy and pay taxes, and the politicians have all the money they can spend.
It's a completely counterproductive tax. Worse yet, now you see what Trump is talking about, very growing corporate inversion. Companies are leaving the United States. Either they're parking the money,
right,
trillions of dollars offshore,
trillions,
or they're leaving the country. So we're saying cut that corporate. Here's a magic solution. It's not magic. It's common sense.
Right.
Cut that corporate tax rate. Cut it in half. Share it with the workers. But in these inner cities, these urban and rural, which you're hearing all in the news, these urban rural, cut the rate to zero and share it with the people in those areas.
Right.
Let me tell you something. What would that do? It would literally change the culture. So you'd bring private capital.
Right.
We poured not millions, not billions, trillions into these inner cities of public money.
But it's got to be done. But Upendra, it's got to be done through the marketplace, not the government. The government just needs to loosen the bonds. The government cannot get involved in picking winners and losers, Upendra.
Right. Government can only incentivize here. Otherwise,
please make sure whatever you guys are working on, please make sure that whoever's working on it, they realize that the government cannot pick winners and losers.
All right, that is very true. It's proven year and year after year. You know, one of the things I want to share with you, Jim, is that the governor, Terry Branstad of Iowa, he signed legislation to save Main Street USA. Basically, when mom and pop shops and small businesses, when they plan to retire, they sell it to their employees, and the state will then give them incentive to sell it to the employees. Otherwise, the companies will be sold out of state, and then loss of jobs and loss of revenue to the
right
state.
And another, there's something else going on demographically right now. That's the timing of what you're working on is perfect, and that is we've got millions of baby boomers who are going to be divesting themselves of their businesses, but there are not enough people to buy their businesses, guys.
That is very true. That is why we need the government to incentivize, not mandate. I think that's the key. We also have legislation in New Jersey. We have legislation in Vermont, and the legislation is being.
Do you guys think that this is the state's thing? We should be handling the reform at the state level?
Both. It has to be handled in both ways.
Both.
State,
okay,
to help out small businesses. You know, your show is about small businesses, and how do you save Main Street USA? We need a strong Main Street USA. At the federal level, you know, there are three things that can be done. One, as Vinny said, you know, 50% tax cuts and passed on as tax credits. That's where you verify that the money goes to the people, employees.
Right.
And 100% in urban economic zones, rural economic zones. And the third one is giving a tax break to banks that are lending institutions.
Right. How about just getting Dodd-Frank off of the backs of community banks? That would do a lot of good. One of the things I'd like to point out, though, guys, is I know what you're focusing on is making the marketplace more democratic. But where I kind of worry about this is a small business is not a democracy.
I understand that.
Somebody has to make a final decision. ESOPs are working all over the place just fine. But people have to realize, even if you have an ESOP, somebody has to make the final decision.
Right. I mean, I tell you what I'm saying. People like me, I was an employee of AT&T for 18 years, and I was able to, company was matching the dollars I was investing, so
yep.
I was able to retire at the age of 48 from the private sector, and I went to the public sector. So I think the government has a role in this thing, and the businesses, of course, the individuals have a major role in that. They have to understand that they have to live within their means. They have to money for the future, so that they have to.
And they have to pick a leader. The employee stock, the employee owners have to pick leaders, and they have to follow those leaders. Hey guys, I got to wrap it up, but I want to keep up with you because I want you to come back and let's talk about this some more. We have to have these kinds of conversations, gentlemen, if we're going to turn the current state of capitalism back to the way to the former capitalism that created America. Right?
Yeah. One last thing, the website again.
Yes.
Thirdwaybook.com.
That's what I wanted from you. Vinny, Upendra, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Congratulations on your books. I'm proud of you guys, proud of your leadership. Keep up the good work. Quick break, 29.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.